Brad Paisley co-hosted the 43rd Annual Country Music Association Awards with Carrie Underwood and was this year's top contender with 7 nominations. For the third year in a row, Brad was named the CMA's Male Vocalist of the Year. He also shared the Musical Event of the Year trophy with Keith Urban for their duet, Start a Band. First-time CMA Award nominees included the Zac Brown Band, Jamie Johnson, and Darius Rucker, formerly lead singer for the pop group Hootie and the Blowfish. Darius won the New Artist of the Year award. He is the first artist to have 3 number one country singles from a debut album since Wynonna Judd in 1992. Darius gave special thanks to his family, fans, and country radio.
Wow, what a year! I gotta start by saying, first of all, thank you to my wife and my 3 kids who sacrifice every day because I got to be on the road every day working my butt off and making this work. And I got to tell you, first of all, to the fans, thank y'all for accepting me. And I think most importantly, to country radio, you took a chance on a pop singer from Charleston, South Carolina, and God bless y'all for that. Thank you so much!
Lady Antebellum beat out Brad Paisley, Billy Currington, Jamie Johnson, and the Zac Brown Band in the Single of the Year category. The trio won the award for its first number one country hit, I Run to You.
When it all starts coming.
One of the night's biggest upsets was Lady Antebellum's win for Vocal Group of the Year. Rascal Flatts has won that category for the past 6 years. While accepting the award, Lady Antebellum's Charles Kelly recognized the other vocal group nominees for their inspiration.
Thank you so much. Rascal Flatts, you've inspired us for such a long time. The Eagles, my gosh. Zac Brown's had the biggest year of all of us. Thank you so much for just letting us be up here and feel part of the community, the country industry. You guys have all been so supportive of us.
And to the fans, thank y'all so much. For all the fans, thank you.
Other winners included Sugarland, named Duo of the Year for the 3rd year in a row, and Jamie Johnson, Lee Thomas Miller, and James Otto, who repeated their 2009 Academy of Country Music Awards Song of the Year win for composing Jamie's top 10 single, In Color. Jamie joked to the audience about being a part of the Country Music Association's prestigious event.
I never thought y'all'd even let me come to stuff like this, but but thanks again, y'all. This has been an unbelievable experience, and thank you for listening to my music and letting me do what I do. God bless you.
Performances by many of country music's biggest names dominated the live 3-hour telecast. They included Vince Gill's duet with rock band Daughtry, Kenny Chesney paired with Dave Matthews, and Tim McGraw's first appearance at the CMA Awards in 4 years. Taylor Swift was the night's big winner. The 19-year-old superstar won the Album of the Year award for Fearless and was named Female Vocalist of the Year and Entertainer of the Year. She's the youngest performer to ever be nominated in the Entertainer of the Year category. In accepting the award, Taylor explained what the honor meant to her.
I'll never forget this moment because in this moment, everything that I have ever wanted has just happened to me. Thank you for this moment. Thank you.
Taylor also won the Music Video of the Year award for this recent number one country hit, Love Story. For writer Mary Morningstar, I'm Ed Kowalski.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you.
Go. And I said, who do you?
feeling so alone. I keep waiting for you, but you never come. Is this in the